Having enough masks, gloves, and other equipment is crucial for healthcare workers facing the COVID-19 outbreak. There is a strategic national stockpile that the U.S. government controls, but no one actually knows what's already out there in the private sector. Some hospitals might have lots of extra masks, some not enough. And the hospitals, they aren't talking. Blake Farmer at WPLN in Nashville reports.
Protective masks have become a hot commodity even within hospitals. Tom Cooper's the supply chain director at Nashville General Hospital.
We get employees coming in saying, can I get a box of masks?
To take home?
To take home. Or to use here.
Even medical staff can get caught up in the coronavirus panic. General Hospital's supplier has already restricted orders, and this is precisely the kind of scarcity problem the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is trying to avoid during outbreaks.
It can result in panic purchasing, and this is where facilities buy as much as possible just to be on the safe side.
Megan Casey is a nurse epidemiologist with the CDC. She says right now, public health agencies only know what's in government stockpiles of protective gear, not what's in the storehouses of the nation's 6,000 hospitals. Last year, before COVID-19 emerged, the CDC hired the Center for Medical Interoperability in Nashville to build a platform where hospitals would share their real-time inventory. Typically, that's just a matter of linking up their electronic medical record system. Then the CDC could easily identify who has the greatest need for face shields or protective gowns.
And it could also potentially provide a tool for hospitals to request personal protective equipment from state or local health departments, stockpiles, or even other hospitals that might have excess.
But the prospect of sharing supplies is where the business of healthcare makes cooperation hard, even in a crisis, says Melanie Thomas. She's the chief information officer at Nashville General, which is one of the hospitals trying out the platform on a pilot basis.
It's difficult and scary sometimes to share data and equipment, especially with your competitors, because you want to have the advantage.
Thomas acknowledges it's an easier decision for her taxpayer-funded public hospital, which doesn't have the money to build up a stockpile of emergency equipment.
That's never going to be our problem. We want the shared information.
Thomas wants to know where she can turn to resupply in a pinch. The other early participants include Northwestern Memorial in Chicago and Community Health Systems, a for-profit chain of nearly 100 hospitals around the country. The Center for Medical Interoperability's Tommy Ragsdale says COVID-19 has made a theoretical threat much more real and inspired bigger players to buy in.
It has definitely created different discussions at the hospital and health system level than we were having in October or November.
At this point, hospitals can't be forced to participate, but Ragsdale says he hopes they will see a benefit to the greater good. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
And Blake's story comes to us from NPR's reporting partnership with WPLN and Kaiser Health News.